1% for the planet is a popular pledge by almost 5,000 socially conscious ventures in 110 countries. Collectively, these businesses have donated more than $708 million to environmental organizations of their choice. USAID, the U.S. Agency for International Development, embodies this spirit. Coincidentally, its budget amounts to about 1% of federal spending, with taxpayers donating approximately $40 billion annually to make the world a better place. Since 1962, USAID staff and contractors have operated a network of resident field missions in low-income countries concentrated in South America, Africa, and Asia, continents that produce most of the world's coffee and tea. Sarah Charles at Coffee Intelligence writes that USAID projects initially focused on increasing production, but recent initiatives emphasize sustainable agricultural practices. In coffee, USAID works primarily with smallholder growers who received $45 million in support from 2020 to 2024. Tea projects during this period received an estimated $25 million targeting poverty reduction, capacity building, and sustainability. President Trump, on his first day in office, suspended foreign aid for 90 days. The Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, has since consolidated USAID within the State Department, which he said could lead to the suspension or elimination of programs, projects, or activities, closing or suspending missions and posts, closing, reorganizing, downsizing, or renaming establishments, organizations, bureaus, centers, and offices, reducing the size of the workforce at such entities, and contracting out or privatizing functions or activities performed by federal employees. He added, quote, "This is not about getting rid of foreign aid," end quote. "There are things that we do through USAID that we should continue to do," he said. The mission to advance a free, peaceful, and prosperous world remains, but USAID is now dismantled, with all but 250 of the 10,000 member staff fired or furloughed. Freezing funding has interrupted clinical trials, halted the delivery of perishables, and led to the recall of thousands of staff from offices in 60 countries. The abrupt termination of USAID's programs disrupted systems dedicated to the tea sector worldwide. The full impact remains to be seen as stakeholders assess the long-term consequences of this policy shift. USAID has ongoing projects in 130 countries, including India, Nepal, Bangladesh, and Sri Lanka. The USAID East Africa Mission is based in Nairobi, Kenya, and oversees projects in Tanzania, Malawi, and Rwanda. These projects are essential for training, sustainability development, smallholder support and health, and environmental resilience. An immediate task is to inventory and report the status of tea sector projects. USAID Public Relations cannot provide details, so we are compiling this information and sharing it globally via the TBiz blog and podcast. That's www.t-biz.com. Will you help TBiz identify tea-specific ag programs in jeopardy? Reporters at news outlets globally are documenting the impact on health, disaster, and refugee relief, focusing attention on the plight of these programs, which may lead others to assist. Examples in tea include a USAID-supported incubation center to boost agroforestry innovation in India, a five-year program launched in January with the Indian Institute of Technology at Guwahati. The pioneering TOFI, Trees Outside the Forest in India, promotes agroforestry innovation, helping India accelerate rural economic growth and climate adaptation. USAID Mission Director for India, Dr. Stephen Olive, said at the program's launch in January, quote, "By integrating AI and emerging technologies, we are creating pathways for sustainable livelihoods while protecting the environment." The status of this program is unknown. Consider also the India Yash product with Amalgamated Plantations Private Limited, APPL, and four other tea estates to increase awareness and availability of contraceptives for women ages 15 to 49 in 8 of Assam's 31 districts. In India, 56.6% of women of reproductive age who are married or in a union use a modern method of contraception or have a partner who does. In Assam, where 1 in 5 people work in tea gardens, the rate is 45%. The program has provided information to more than 6,000 tea garden workers. Status unknown. In 2024, the Nepal Collective was awarded a $1 million USAID grant to enhance the livelihoods of tea farmers in Nepal, offering training in smart agricultural practices. Founder Nishal Benskota hired 3 staff members and explained their progress in assisting local growers during the year-end investor meeting. Fatefully, the meeting was held on February 13th, shortly after the Trump administration announced that virtually everyone at USAID would be terminated the following day. Nishal writes that, quote, "We have an ongoing project to empower 1,000 farmers towards climate-smart agriculture and creative demand for Nepali origin tea and other botanicals. We received less than 1/3 of the funds. Everything is up in the air now. We have made so many investments in people and other resources to really make an impactful project, but we are really struggling now to think about how to move forward." End quote. Will you help TBiz share details and status on USAID projects by commenting, resharing, and replying to our post? Together, we can spread the word and make the assessment comprehensive.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.